Unfortunately, we've seen an incredible amount of disregard for trail closures, delays, and reroutes on the mountain, specifically within the Steamboat Bike Park. It's been really discouraging to see the disrespect, not only for the trail closures, but also for the staff members who are trying to enforce the closures. And the reason the closures are in place really is safety for the bikers, safety for our staff, and safety for construction. We have a massive amount of construction taking place on the mountain, everything from helicopters flying, and that's why we had reroutes for a while, to natural construction zones because of the Wild Blue and other mountain operations. And we're also trying to take advantage of our trail closures to do trail maintenance to make these trails even better when they are ready for riders finally. And every time someone poaches these trails, they're putting themselves at risk, they're putting our staff at risk, and they're delaying our opportunity to make the trails better. And here's the thing, we understand that the community and the biking community specifically are frustrated about our trail closures, but we still need the respect of those closures to be enforced. And so we are asking for our community members, our bikers who are stewards of this land, to help hold each other accountable and make sure that closed trails are not ridden. Safety is the number one issue here. It's unsafe for the trails to be ridden because they have not been maintained. It's unsafe that people might be working on the trails and that a poacher could encounter something in their way at any time. And it's unsafe for the construction crew. So it's absolutely a safety issue that these trails are closed. And that's why it's really disheartening for the closures to be disregarded. And unfortunately, we are getting to a point where if poaching continues and if trail closures continue to be disregarded, we will have to move forward with real enforcement of that. And whether that's working with Steamboat Springs Police Department to issue citations or impacting winter access, if this disregard continues, we will have to move into that enforcement stage.